Is anyone going with Frank to the weird sex club?
Please, someone come with me, please.
I don't want to go by myself.
I'll go with Uncle Frank. I'm not going to let him go alone.
Attaboy.
Yeah, we need a local.
I'm going with Ben to do the spell.
Yeah, where are Oliver and Olivia? Yeah, Olivia, you're going with
Ben to do the spell.
Yeah, where are y'all going to do that?
I guess just back to the house.
Back to the house. It's got about, I was going to say either the house or the squared circle. My spell in my grimoire has about a 30-mile radius. And that's it takes in everything like up to Gatlinburg from Knoxville.
More than 30 miles.
Okay. Do you, other than the square circle, do you have a prepared ritual space anywhere? I mean, if you want to say you have your room set up to be ritual space.
Yeah, cool. Ben's at least got like if we moved into the house that the Connors family gave us, I assume there's an extra room that Ben's turned into something.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't have any dots in it as a sanctum, so you would probably have to first do a purification ritual. Like, you probably do that every time you perform magic there. So just read over whatever you have in your grimoire on notes for a purification ritual, and then you can use that as a spell space for the rest of the night.
Got it.
Okay.
Wait, that's it. So we're doing it all wrong. We go to Dollywood. Dolly can save us. She can send us home.
Oh, I bet Dolly is
a good witch,
the mystical
the good
being.
Witch of East Tennessee.
She's a mage, and she's the good kind.
And you ask about Dolly Parton, and they say, who?
Oh.
No, they don't.
We have
they
to
don't.
Leave.
Don't want to live in this world.
We have to leave.
Yep, that's it. We're done.
Oh, you mean President Parton.
I'm sorry, what?
Nice.
What?
Oh, hell yeah. That's my president.
I wish she'd gone into politics. She'd
can you imagine? Holy shit. Alan, before I do anything else, I'm going to try to talk to Josh privately.
Okay. The meeting will break up, and yeah, you can hang around and meet with him. Can I help you, Mr. Jones or Connor?
I might as well go back to Jones at this point. Are there any restrictions I need to know about where I can get a bite? I don't need it yet, but I will, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes.
Not really, as far as in general, if you're discreet, if you're going to feed in any of the art areas in East Town, you should probably let the Claws know.
I'll be doing that.
If you're going to be feeding on the grounds of any of the, if you're going to any of the churches, let Pastor Ray know.
Don't think I'll be doing that either.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay. I'll you have my word. I will not draw attention.
Yeah. Knoxville's a pretty laid back town as far as Camarilla towns go, because the whole point of the Camarilla is that we keep the masquerade under control and we will lay off. That's our governing philosophy.
That's what I like to hear. Well, thanks for everything.
The Lacroix are Invictus, so they like pomp and circumstance.
Sure. As I suspect I'm going to find out.
Yeah. But there's only two of them in town, so they're pretty tough vampire-wise. But, you know, I've got a whole bunch of werewolves back at me, so they don't want to start anything. And anyway, like I say, it's just the two of them, and that's not enough to form a court. So that's why they're barely... I was genuinely surprised you showed up at the meeting. Hmm. They have their little sex cult to feed off of and muck around with people's faces and minds. Domino is very high level. She's very good looking and very high level at Majesty, so just be ready for that.
I guess.
Actually, do you still have Constance?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. You are very, what's your total integrity?
Well, I don't know that.
It should be equal to resolve plus composure plus blood purity divided by 3, and then you add your constance rating directly to that.
Oh, good God. Might should be a place for integrity.
This is the bottom in the middle column.
Oh, it's 3.
That is usually pretty high.
Yeah.
And double check the math on that. Like I said, it's resolve plus composure plus blood purity, and then divide that by 3, and then add your constance directly to the total.
I'm sorry, did you ask me to double-check math? Yeah, it looks good to me.
I asked you to double check. I mean, it's dividing by three, Luke. Jesus,
I think that's right. I'm totally gonna run Traveler sometime. Oh, great game!
You've been threatening for 30 years.
No, I've been threatening paranoia, and I will do it. Three's right.
Yeah, I believe Anthony has my paranoia book, which I took from the estate of Fred Grass.
Ah, then we should use it in his name.
Definitely. So yeah, three is pretty high for so. She has to have four or better to do anything with you with Majesty.
Right.
Right.
All right.
So, Frank tells, Josh tells you all that. And says, they're both arrogant asses, and they're kind of pervy, especially when they're in their own domain. But if they give you any gup, let me know.
I'll be all right. I appreciate that.
We never talked about it, but, you know, so you are the same Frank Connor who I knew back in El Diablo.
It was 2 days ago for me.
Fucking weird. So how long had you been a vampire at that point?
Not even 6 months, I don't think.
Really weird. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, we play the cards we're dealt, I guess.
Yeah, but you got a bunch of jokers in your deck, man.
Yeah, and I'm related to most of them.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you. And I'll shake his hand.
What am I asking? What is your Charlie like?
I will, where are we now and where is my Charlie?
We'll say he stepped off to this into a private room.
Ah.
Private office.
My Charlie is he's a good guy who has had some issues. He was an FBI agent. He's very intelligent. He's very
until his boy became a werewolf. Yeah. He inherited that genetically. He just started turning when he was a kid.
Well, he just started getting some, I don't know, the tinfoil hat community, you know, kind of conspiracy theory stuff. But turns out he was right about a lot of it. So I value his opinion. But he's also, he looks out for himself. I mean, for his family to a point too, but he's one of a kind, I hope.
Mine was very straight-laced and very professional. I came to depend upon him more than nearly any of my other, I prefer to call them associates. I don't like the BS words.
Sure.
The LaCroix do, and so you may see them treating their servants in ways that
I'm trying to prepare myself.
Try not to let it get to you. And do you have issues with frenzy?
You know, I honestly don't know. I don't think I've really been put in the situation.
Do you have issues in general with people with flying off the handle and when people piss you off? Because, you know, other Frank
I wouldn't necessarily say that, but I'd like to think that I've grown a lot, and younger Frank would have, but I think I'm okay.
Okay. Good. I'm good to hear it. But I try to treat all my people well, and I was a lupine for about 40 years before I became a vampire. And I've seen both sides of that. And I always said I was going to treat my people well as a vampire.
Well, seems to me we need more like you.
Well, you know, I try. I'm still a vampire, so I'm a bastard at heart. That's unavoidable. Wow. If any vampire who's actually a good person would probably walk out and meet the sun the first morning. But my Charlie was one of the best people I worked with, and he was devoted to his boy.
I'm gonna try to help them out if I can. While I'm here,
I very much appreciate that.
Oliver feels a sudden stab in his heart. You say that for no reason.
I'm going to guess that you have someone at home that you want to get back to.
Well, my version of Ben is still called Trey, and he's just 15 and he needs me. So, yeah, I want to get back. Of course, I don't know what he's going to think about me like this.
Don't you?
One step at a time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A little what's her name?
Hannah?
She hangs out with her mama. Jolene a lot.
She hangs out with Nana. Because her mom ran away.
I misspoke earlier. It is actually about in this world, it is about a year after you left. Because Ben is about a year older than Trey was when you last saw him.
Okay. I didn't know Ben was that young. Okay.
Well,
I'll have to take him out for a beer.
He's a junior in high school.
He is definitely ready for that beer.
Yeah. It's adorable that you think he hasn't found beer yet as a 15-year-old in Tennessee.
And he had Charlie.
He had straight-laced Charlies, apparently.
He had that Charlie, so he may.
Yeah.
But he did have Murderer Frank as a dad, so.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that when I look different, maybe he won't it won't trigger him as much.
All right. So he walks you out summons Jake over, and he actually
does he whistle?
I want you to escort Frank here to meet with the Lacroix about getting his appearance changed.
Okay.
Are you going to be okay being around the Lacroix in their own milieu, I guess?
What do you mean?
Okay, out of character. He will try to figure out how best to phrase this delicately.
Oh, no, keep it in character.
It's an orgy.
Actually, I will say out of character, you do know that you are, as a redcoat, you are somewhat more vulnerable to vampire disciplines than werewolves of other tribes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I do know that.
Okay. They may try to, fuck with you a little bit because they can't help themselves. If nothing else, they're both Invictus vampires, so they will expect to be treated like aristocracy and probably snotty towards you if you don't. And on top of that, they basically run some sort of weird sex cult so that they have people to feed off of. They are somewhat biased against werewolves on account of the fact that they don't have the ability to bind lupines or bind lycanthropes into lupines and put them on the payroll like I do. So they will have lots of what they will openly call blood slaves, who they will probably make a point of treating like shit in front of you. So let me ask you before you go visit them in their home turf, how are you doing rage-wise?
Waiter!
The question, on a scale of 1 to 10, how close are you to popping? Because you've been through a lot of shit in the past 48 hours.
Good. I'm good. I've got a lot of space to go. Haven't even crossed the halfway mark.
Well, that's amazing, because I would, with what happened with your dad, I would have expected you to be closer. So, or have you frenzied in the past 40 hours? I just haven't heard about it.
Nope. Been keeping it together.
Is and he lying?
Well, I assume since his voice broke in character,
that's why I asked. With my powers of empathy that I... Wait, do I have any? Okay, never mind. Hey, he looks good to me. Let's go.
I mean, out of character. No, I haven't broken out of character. I'm only 3 dots into my rage. I've got a rage of pull of 9, so I'm good. But I've taken derangements instead of rage. So,
An orgy would probably be good for you. How am I cop and I can't detect lies? God damn it.
You weren't a very good cop. I mean, you're on the force for...
Hey.
Like, you're on the force for like 15 or 20 years and you never made officer.
Damn.
I'm going to spend experience just to put that right. Well, not yet, but I'll put my hand on Jake's shoulder and say, like, he'll be all right. We'll just remind him who he works for.
Yeah, you know what? Better safe than sorry. All right, give me your hand, he says to Jake.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's see, he's going to roll 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Actually, hang on, that may not work the way I just thought it did.
Worst comes to worst, he can wait in the car.
That's the fifth point of sending it if he sends you in alone. I forgot to write in his discipline descriptions. I can't remember if animalism will actually take away rage or just bring out a frenzy.
I think it does, because I have animalism. Hang on.
Then why aren't you doing that?
One essence pre-animalism.
Because I only have one.
Yeah, I only have one animalism too.
To the beast, I can end another's frenzy. So I can't do it preemptively, but I can.
He can stop you from spinning rage.
Which is good to know.
I don't know that he actually takes it away. Okay, never mind. He doesn't do that.
I can.
He doesn't. He can actually take away rage.
I can travel with you, Uncle Frank, as a mouse.
I beg your pardon? You're a were-mouse? Wait, what?
No, I can't.
How many damn were things are there?
Yeah, a lot, but I can.
I know this is a surprise to Josh. Oh, wait, so you finally did that thing you were trying to do? Or that you were talking about?
I have to go eat the heart of a mouse, but yeah, like I can be in the form for about a week. I can tap into it after I've eaten a mouse.
Dude, I'm a vampire and I think that's gross.
You know, right now all I want is rare meat, so.
Yeah, you do.
Just.
Okay. All right. Well, let's not do that because that would involve you going into. I feel certain that the Delacroix would be pissed off if they discover you sneaking in someone's pocket.
And they probably have cats. They seem like cat people.
Just go with them. They know that you work for me. I feel confident they will not attempt to do anything to you unless you are sufficiently disrespectful to them in their domain. So just be cool.
I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, don't be like anybody else I'm related to.
All right. So you two leave for the Delacroix. And so let's see. Olivia and Ben, we're going to perform a ritual. What are Charlie and Oliver doing?
I know at some point I do want to talk to Josh some more, but don't I also need to talk to the doctor about my hand? He was supposed to do some research, right?
Oh, yeah. You can meet him off to the side chamber, and he'll talk about it. Okay. And I'm sorry I'm so distracted, y'all. I'm having a blood sugar issue.
That's all good.
Well, I got a baby issue, so we're one in the same boat.
I've got a urinalysis issue, so.
Okay. It's not a bad issue. It's just it's just slow enough to kind of make me feel kind of bleh, and I've been eating and it hasn't come back up yet.
I'm sorry, feel kind of what, Mr. Vampire?
Bleh.
Yeah, fuck you.
And for your urinalysis thing, cranberry juice.
Yeah, actually, I just read that because it makes your pee more acidic, which makes it harder for bacteria to harbor up in there. Bah.
And don't do a cranberry cocktail. Just do cranberry.
No, juice. It has to be that nasty shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be bothered by it, except that when I finally get off here, I have to go to Walmart and pick up a load of stuff.
I forgot you're 2 hours behind us. I was like, is Walmart going to be open?
Yeah, it's only 7:45 here. And we will probably get off in about 20 to 30 minutes. All right, so, we have two targets.
I see.
It's just I have a Walmart account, so I can actually click a button and it'll reorder all the stuff I need. And also, the target I checked here did not, where they were out of, I need a mattress cover for my bed, because the queen-size bed I've not been sleeping on in a year. But enough of my tedious life story. All right, so, yeah, you can corner Dr. Nick, and he says, oh yeah, your hand. Okay, I think I can fix it. There are a few issues that we'll have to talk about. First of all, I can't do it until after the full moon because you're going to have to go a certain amount of time, and I'm still trying to figure out how long, without changing form, on account of the fact that until it's fully healed, if you switch into the form of a wolf, it will probably fall off.
And when's the next full moon? And have you met my, well, you've met part of my, this version of my family, but have you met my family before? It's going to be really hard not to, you know, rage out.
Even yeah, you
my newest edition.
Okay, well, you'll have to not do that. I checked with, I looked up on the internet, and yeah, the full moon is like in 2 nights. So in the night after the full moon, I'll finish preparing the ritual and researching it and get together. And then you'll have to go at least a few days without changing form.
Don't make this a challenge with my family. Yeah, I can I can do that.
I'll order you some tranquilizers or something, or prescribe some tranquilizers.
Well, I'm good right now. It's you know, but this is a new universe, and I don't know what to really expect.
Well, after, correct me if I'm wrong, I've only done a very basic study of the lycanthropic condition, but after the full moon, don't you reset?
Yes.
All right. So we're good on that. So yeah, I will prescribe some tranquilizers for you after I perform the ritual, and just, you know, try to stay mellow for a few days. Smoke lots of pot if you're into that.
Yes, I am into that very much. I think I'll be fine. Just I might have a. So these guys that are around. So probably best for me not to change forms in order to fight them and just try to do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, after I perform the ritual, until the healing process is completed, well, I would first advise you to avoid combat in general if you can. But, you know, I understand with what's going on, that may not be possible. Yeah, so that's obviously that didn't answer your question. But, yeah. All I'm saying is once I perform the ritual, it will. I don't know how long it'll take for it to set fully. I'm just saying that until it does, if you change form, then your new hand's going to fall off. And it'll probably hurt.
Well, it's worth a shot. And I'm going to do my best. And, you know, hopefully won't be too much in anybody else's hair for all of this.
Right. And I'll be in touch with you after the full moon, if not before. All right, Charlotte, what are you doing?
I'm going to tag. Is Oliver going to get his hand looked at? Yes.
Well, not right now.
Okay.
You see him talking with Dr. Nick about it. And he comes back in. If you ask him, he will tell you that he will not have anything done until after the full moon, which is in night after next.
I'm going to go. Is the bitch still here?
No.
Oh my god.
You said no?
High or low?
Hi.
You dying. Son of a bitch.
Yes. She is
still here.
I'm gonna go introduce myself. Just gonna walk up and be like, so I've heard you call many things, but what's your actual name? I'm Charlie. Nice to meet you.
I would say likewise, but it's not. And my name is my business.
All right, that's fair.
Sounds French. So,
yeah, tell me. So, miss your business. Seem to have a bit of a... I couldn't help but notice some tension between you and the rest of these people. Yeah, you're the, savior of the city? Guardian of the city?
Well, I try. I'm the leader of the Hounds of Metropolis in Knoxville, and I have an arrangement with the city spirit.
Huh, interesting. So it's very different where I come from in several ways, but how do werewolves, vampires end up so buddy-buddy here?
Well, I don't know if buddy-buddy is the right way to put it. We sort of tolerate each other. We respond jointly when there is a threat to the city as a whole.
Hmm.
It helps that, first of all, the Camarilla controls the city, and the Camarilla is very hands-off. As long as we don't let the humans know that we exist and let them know what we are, then they pretty much leave us to our own devices. And also the regent they sent to the city is a Fenris, which means he understands our ways better than most of them. Brookwood was one of us until he became a vampire.
I'm not sure how that works.
He was never truly one of us. He did not become a wolf, and he was a lycanthrope.
Oh.
He does not like to talk about the circumstances under which he was turned, but I know it was through the curse of violence. And so he was a lycanthrope at first, and then he was bound by a Fenris who was a member of the Camarilla, and she wrinkles her nose a little bit. He was a blood slave for many years, but then he was, even after he never broke free on his own. Instead, he was, for some service, rewarded. And she's obviously sarcastic when she says rewarded with the embrace. But apparently, if a werewolf becomes a vampire, he spontaneously becomes a Fenris instead of any other tribe.
Interesting. Yeah, what's the first stage in werewolf, Alan?
It goes lycanthrope, and then you either go directly to becoming a wolfen or you become bound for some length of time and become a lupine.
Gotcha. Yeah, I just got angry enough that I decided to be done with that whole lycanthrope stage of things. That was not my jam. Apparently this world's Charlie was a blood slave, and he and I were two very different people.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I will say that Rookwood does not use that term and treats his servants better than most of his kind do, but it's still a form of slavery. Still, even we wolfen can bind lycanthropes, oftentimes against their will. I would never do so, but I have, when lycanthropes have asked for my help, I have bound them until they were ready to become a true wolf.
Huh. I'm gonna avoid that if possible.
Well, if you were freed on your own. So what tribe are you?
Oh, you know, just...
Do you actually know what tribe you are, since you sort of gain self-control through sheer force of will?
I'm an orphan, mechanically, but I don't know if Charlie knows that. And he's just going to be like...
Do you have any werewolf lore?
I have a cult 4, but I don't know if that's specific werewolf lore, since we've been jumping around.
If you did not take werewolf as a specialty for a cult, then...
Cryptid.
Did I ever tell you that you knew enough about werewolves to know the stuff that was in the werewolf mythos section?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I'm perfectly fine with Charlie just being like, you know, I'm just a packing to myself. And she can take that. However,
Oliver.
If you know the mythos stuff, then you probably know that one of the tribes is called the Orphans because they are not associated with any of the spirit wolves from the first or the second tribe,
mm-hmm.
or the first or the second pack. And there's this, and you're not even sure how much of the mythos you believe is true, because it's all like, long ago in the time before there were wolves.
Yeah, Charlie's just going to be like, I'm just a pack of one. You know, I don't really have an association per se.
Even though you have two sons who are in different tribes.
I mean, that's their life choice. I don't want to interfere.
I don't actually know about your one-handed son. What is his tribe? Is he also... I'm sure you've seen him transform into a jackal, and you know he can do a lot of shit with ghosts and the dead, so you probably assume that he's a...
I'm just going to go with Charlie. He's just going to call it the spooky tribe.
What is your Yeah, what the fuck is your tribe? That's how brain dead I am. I don't even remember my own rules.
I'm the death tribe?
Bone shadow?
Bone shadow, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Alan, I'm gonna have to jump off.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll pick up with you next time.
So next.
Yeah,
excellent. Good game, everybody.
Thank you. Take a beat.
All right. We'll see y'all next time.
Oh, Oliver's the spooky tribe. I forget the name. Ghost, jackal, that whole thing. Whatever.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he died once. It was weird.
Well, we've all died once or twice.
I have not. Thank you very much.
I have not. Knock on wood.
Oh, then you are either very lucky or perhaps very cowardly, but I will do you the kindness of saying you're lucky.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I feel like we're making progress, Miss My Business.
You're lucky I'm a little on rage right now.
Where am I on rage? Where am I on rage?
I said you're lucky I'm low on rage.
Oh, okay. I mean, you did say that was your name. I'm just trying to be accommodating.
Where you are right now. Roll your presence plus socialize.
I actually have points in socialize. It's a miracle. It's a festivus miracle. My wit, my what plus socialize? My presence
plus socialize.
Ooh. Zero successes. I'll take the botch. Why not?
Ah. Damn it. I was kind of hoping for her to like you.
There's always time. My winning personality. Actually, maybe she does like me. Maybe that's the botch.
It's definitely a botch for Jay.
Yeah, she smiles at your clumsy attempts at flirting. And steps closer to you and looks down at you because she's probably about 4 inches taller than you.
Oh, yeah, easily. Charlie's not a tall guy. Yeah.
Okay, then she's probably about 7 or 8 inches taller than you. And she looks down at you and gives you a bit of a smile and says, "You're a cheeky one."
Well, I've been called worse.
I think perhaps you and I should meet up sometime and see if I can put you in your place.
That's certainly a... That's.
And at that point, Jake, you come around the corner because you wanted to meet up with the bitch before she left, and you see Charlie talking to her and her standing very close and looming over him.
And Charlie's just kind of gobsmacked for once in his life.
Why? Just because you've attracted the attention of an Amazon dominatrix werewolf?
Charlie was just trying to make friends.
You used to be a good Catholic boy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
After a fashion.
Yeah. Challenge accepted. Sounds like fun.
So, Jake, you're there, and you hear the end of that conversation.
Yep. My phone number, you asked for it. I'm gonna go now.
Hey, Jake.
I miss my dad.
Oh.
Are you actually having a meltdown?
Yep. Like, totally. Right there.
She turns and looks at you and has no idea how to respond to your issues. And then she turns back to Charlie and says, "See to your boy." And then she turns and walks off.
Oh.
Y'all right there? Y'all right there, Jake? You okay?
And then dad was, and then he got, maybe he's not dead, and spiders, and I need to go. I think you
should maybe have a drink, take a nap, both.
And now you have to leave with Frank and go visit the psychologically manipulative Eurotrash vampires.
Remember
that you're in this state of mind when we pick up next session. Oliver, you come back for a meeting with Dr. Nick to see the bitch leaving with a haughty, smug expression and a totally flummoxed and unsure of himself Charlie is standing next to a Jake, who looks like he's about to like have a complete meltdown.
Y'all good over here?
I think I broke your brother. I also think I might have a date.
What? The silly part, not the brother part. I assume you can break nearly anybody.
Apparently,
especially your children.
Gift. Yeah, well, you know, you might as well join the club, I guess. Yeah, I apparently have a date with the Amazon at some point. Possibly, I don't know. I'm very confused about this whole thing right now. I was just trying to be friendly, more or less.
And y'all just carrying on this conversation and totally ignoring poor Jake. Y'all are awful people.
Our family's dysfunctional.
Jake,
let's worry about your brother. Let's
get you a drink.
That's what I said. See?
Not with you. You clearly. Where's Ben?
Ben and Olivia are just sitting there talking about spells. Like, so I tried this one time, and it kind of did this.
Oh, are y'all still there? Okay, both of y'all roll
on your our way out.
Both of you roll your West Coast composure.
Okay, let me see if I can do this one-handed because my cat is asleep in my arms.
Oh,
aw. Aw. She's being so sweet.
Two successes.
Another crit fail for Olivia. She notices nothing today.
Okay. I hate when people botch perception rolls. Because if someone
comes
with something appropriate.
Seven, know what else to do.
I mean, I'm not blaming you for your math.
The Discord role system.
No, I'm saying the system hates me today.
The Discord system hates everybody. It statistically doesn't make sense on how it rolls so low.
Yeah. There's a game system I like that I've thought about trying to incorporate some of the rules into this. I forget what the system is called, but the game associated is called Esoterrorism. But it is a mechanic specifically for perception and investigation roles. And if your stats are at a certain level, you just automatically find the clue or see what you're supposed to see.
Incorporate that.
I could, but I'm not going to do it on the fly tonight. But I've thought about that at times just because it's really annoying when everyone fails to spot the clue and they can't get to the next stage of the story. All right. But I will say, all right. So, I will say this. All right. Ben, you are following Olivia out, but you happen to glance back and you see Jake just sort of standing there between Charlie and Oliver. And they're just sort of chatting with one another and ignoring the fact that your brother's crying.
I didn't ignore it. I acknowledged him.
I run over and I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? And then I hug my brother and start walking him away.
Okay. And Olivia, you are just chatting and don't actually notice that Ben has turned back and gone back into the room. And you are like all the way down the parking lot before you realize that he has a body. So, yeah. So Ben and Jake talk.
Man, our alternate universe, like family, are so self-centered.
I know. I don't know what's wrong. What universe did they come from?
The worst universe. They're from the bad place.
Yeah, obviously.
We're from the bad timeline.
I've told you so many times how much I really like that, you know, I want to talk to her. I've always been trying to talk to her. Charlie just walked up and talked to her. He's got a date with her. I'm done. Mm-hmm. And I got to go with Uncle Frank out to the sex dungeon, people.
God, I'm so sorry, Jake, but
Yeah, and I hate to add to your woes, but you should probably take a point of rage.
Oh, I already did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Voluntarily.
I did. I was like, no, this would piss my character off so much. I already took it. Dad's still kind of alive, he said, right?
Not Dad. Just something that has his memories.
I mean, that's something, right? Like, it's got his memories. Like, maybe it remembers how to, like, love us and not be a selfish asshole.
I don't think there's that much left.
The guy can dream. Oh, okay. We have each other, right? We got each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got each other. Okay. Fuck, I really needed that vacation in the woods that we didn't get. Okay. Give Ben a huge hug. Thank you for always being there, dude. Refocus. I'm going to ride with Uncle Frank. Take care of what you got to with Olivia so we can kill these fuckers.
Yeah, I'll find them. Don't worry.
Yep.
Okay. And at that, you give him one last hug and you run off after Olivia and find her in the parking lot looking around in confusion. Oliver and Charlie, you're there. And you see them go off and have a very emotional something. And then they go their separate ways. So what are you two going to do?
I'm going to look at Oliver. Do you think we're bad for this universe? Are we the baddies?
Knowing you and you being involved, yes, we're going to be the bad ones.
Oh, I mean, like, that's probably fair, but how?
Are we the bad ones?
I don't know. Did we break your weird dimensional brothers again? I think we may have.
Why are you putting we in this?
I mean, it's a family affair, right? Like,
oh, now you're all about family.
I listen. I am occasionally about family.
Look, I don't know. This just all seems, you know, of course, all this is really fucking weird anyway. But even more so with, you know, finding out that you're a good, could have been a good dad, that, you know, Jake and Ben and all of that. It just.
I mean, which would you rather have, me or your mom?
Fair.
And on that note.
So what will you two be doing when we start back up? Because I need to be prepared for that. Or is it just going to be you two will be left standing in a hotel lobby confused?
I would probably go after Jake and be like, hey, and kind of try to go up to them and try to chase after them, apologizing about everything. Leaving dad behind.
If you try to catch up to me as I'm walking, I'm going to tell you, I don't care. We're going to a sex club with Uncle Frank. You can come with if you want to.
You had me at sex club.
Oliver's a simple man.
Okay, Charlie, you are standing alone, and all your children have run off in varying degrees of distress. What are you going to do?
Hotel bar?
Actually, probably, yeah. That sounds like a good idea. Actually, I'm here by myself.
Oh, hell.
I can start snooping around the city and around the hotel. Fantastic. That's what I'm going to start doing when we pick up. I'm going to start snooping.
Yeah.
Let me make a note of that.
Because you have an identity that lets you snoop.
Mm-hmm. Time to put those investigation skills.
What would be the best place to put that in Discord? General or campaign?
Campaign.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, we are about to be done. I'll make this note, and then I'm logging off. Everyone take one beat for being here, one beat for every dramatic success or dramatic failure.
There were a lot of dramatic failures.
Yeah. I have two myself.
Let's see. Jake, you will get a beat for that breakdown at the end. Good role playing your current emotional flaws because you have a shit ton of them. And Ben as well. Also, Anthony, take one for trying to console your not brother and lecture your occasional dad.
Couldn't say it any better.
All right. And if anyone fulfilled any aspirations, make a note of them and get a beat for them.
Hi, this is Bo, thanking you for listening to another episode of Southern Gothic Gaming. Welcome back to the adventures of the Connor fan. The first arc of the aberrant storyline has drawn to a close, and we return to a world of werewolves, vampires, and vast horrors beyond comprehension. If you want to follow along live, you can do so by becoming a member of our Patreon. On Patreon, you will get early access, character breakdowns, and more. You can even join in our Discord group to interact with us and potentially join in one-off specials. Please rate or review wherever you listen to podcasts, and, as always, episodes are released every Friday night. Your players for this session have been Alan as the storyteller, Anthony as Oliver, Beau as Ben, Brooke as Olivia, Bruce as Jake, Luke as Frank, and Stick as Charlie. The intro and outro is Wayfaring Stranger by Brian Mitchell. Thank you again, and we hope you listen in for our next session.